Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Saseh number. What is it? Soon we're going to run out of Mitzvah Saseh, but we still have four or five to go. Oh, go to Mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go to Chachmas Adam next. All right, we're talking about who you should not say Lashon Hara about. So we ruled out last night saying Lashon Hara about a Zaken, whether he's young in the Talmud Chacham or old in the Am Haaretz, and about a Kayhain. He said, saying about a Kayhain, it seems that a Levi has no special prohibition. It's only the other 17 Lavim and 13 Haseis, but one Hasei is out. So he's trying to get them all in one shot. I mean, God forbid. But, okay. That's the next one. No, it's not going to be his older brother. He's a Kayan, but, the next one that is an additional I'll say about is a Mu'achiv HaGadol, a Baal Imai, a Yeshasaviv. Now, Kibbut Av Eim is known, that the person is obligated to have respect for parents. But from the word es avicha v'asimecha, we add on a deraisa level that a person is obligated to have respect for achiv hagadol. There is a dispute among the Rishayim if achiv hagadol means only the oldest son or all older siblings. And most of the time we find the expression achiv hagadol, which seems to apply dafka the bechar, a baal imai, or a step father, or a stepmother. Now,
it doesn't say father, mother.
He's going to say, he'll say Koshkin, he'll say in a minute. Iver Gavken, I'm going to say the kibbut. The Sarabi may reboy the ves. Could I mean a bit of this? The Koshkin, Chasu Shomel, Aviv, Imai Mamish, certainly on his parents. The Bavadi, I'm going to say the kibbut, Aveim, Mulvad, Kose, Iver Gavken, Al Ora, Makla, Aviv, Imai, Hashem, Yishmeren. So Aviv Imai is more pashit, and Achiv HaGadol is not so pashit, and a step parent also not. So the Chafetz Chaim here in the Be'er Ma'ariv Chaim is mesupik. And all these mitzvahs he tries to say if the mitzvah applies even befanav, even shalai befanav, or only befanav. And he's mesupik if the obligation to give honor to a step parent or older brother is only in front of the parent, or even not in front of the parent. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Yedek Subis, it details the last days of Rebbe's life, Rebbeinu HaKadosh, and it says that he told his children, "Hizaru b'kvayd imchem." After I die, be careful with the respect for your mother. So the Gemara asks, it's an obvious question. Rebbe has to say, "Hizaru b'kvayd imchem deraisu." It's a mitzvah deraisa. So that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara answers that it was a stepmother. The Gemara asks, stepmother is also deraisa, es, right? Es avicha v'asimecha. So the Gemara answers, hani mili mechayim. When the father's alive, there's a mitzvah to be mechabed the stepmother. Mother's alive, there's a mitzvah to be stepfather. But once they pass, so now it's just like any other person. I mean, you should show respect to all people, but this extra isser doesn't apply when the father passes, there's no mitzvah to have respect. Now, the way the Michas Chinuch expresses it is that the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah atzmi. In other words, no intrinsic mitzvah, inherent mitzvah to show respect to a step-parent. It's a way of showing respect to the parent to respect the step-parent as well. It's a way of showing respect for one to show for the other. And then the question then becomes, if that's only in front of the father, you have to show respect for the stepmother because it's a way of showing respect for him.
No,
we'll
get back to him
with
something else.
So the riot to that.
Because it's not an unusual situation where a parent remarries and then the child goes to the parent and starts with the brachilas. They don't get along.
Sometimes they don't get along with this stuff. It's common. But they bring a raya because the Gemara that I just told you said Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Gemara said, stepmother, it's deraisa. What was Rebbe saying? His aru b'kvayd imchem. The Gemara should have answered, shalai b'fanav. In other words, Rebbe was saying, do something you wouldn't otherwise be obligated to do. So he's saying, show honor for your stepmother. So the Gemara asked, that's also Daraisa, es imecha, es avicha, right? Es atofel avicha, as a stepmother. So the Gemara answers, la chamisa. The Gemara should have answered, shaloi b'fanav, which is a greater, more encompassing. Yeah, but shaloi b'fanav is a broader chiddush. So Gemara, so from there, it's a raya that shaloi b'fanav, if he's alive, there isn't mitzvah to respect him, maybe like Mati says, because it can get back to him, or one way or the other. But otherwise, okay, could be because of that. And so anyway, that's the raya that even shalai b'fanav doesn't miss it in the chabad, a step parent. The question then becomes, what about achiv hagadol? If that's true, what about an older brother? Now shalai b'fanav was saying it's the same mitzvah. What about lachamisa saviv? Okay, we say now, after the father passes away, the stepmother's mitzvah falls away. Shaila is, what about achiv hagadol?
Well, S is mashma, irrespective of the
father. How's it mashma one and the other? S may be asavicha, es atafel avicha. So when the father's alive, you have to do it. And the Ramban is mesupik on this. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is mesupik if achiv hagadol is b'chayav or even not b'chayav. And the Megillah Esther is a pirish on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Megillah Esther says that the Ramban is Masufik, but if you look in the Rambam brings, you have to respect your older brother, your stepfather and stepmother. And then he says, Lachar Misa, you don't have to show respect for your stepfather or stepmother. No special mitzvah. He doesn't repeat, Lachar Misa, you don't have to show respect for a brother. So that he holds that the mitzvah is even la achar misa, the mitzvah remains. So the bottom line here is that achiv hagadol seems to remain, and the other two don't, la achar misa, and according to the Rambam, and the Rambam is mesupik. And Shulchan Aruch, it's only brought in the Gilyam Arshar, Shlomo Egg on the side, brings the Rambam and this Megillah Esther. So that's, I guess, as far as it goes. That's interesting. We seem to be assuming that Kibbutz Av ends after a man dies, after the father dies. The Gemara says, "Mekabdei b'chaba b'chayav mekabdei b'maisai." Gemara says there's a mitzvah Kibbutz Av even after death. So there's a tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I think it's a well-known tshuva, tshuva Samaches, in which he asks theorists. He brings from one Gemara mekabdei b'maisai, there's a mitzvah, and another Gemara that says there's no mitzvah. Well, funny, he crossed that other Gemara a little differently than we have it. But anyway, Rabbi Kiveger makes the chilek as follows. He says, to give him a good name, that's even lachamis. That's also covered. You say, Avi Meiri, it says you should refer to him in a title, not just by his name. That's even lachamis. But things that cause him pain, b'chayav, that doesn't apply at lachamisai. I'm not sure exactly why, what the explanation is, but that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is getting.
Is that here to feel the pain? Whereas the shame is something.
Yeah, let's say you don't respect the stepmother. So we're saying now that would be painful to him in his lifetime, but after death.
Yeah,
so he doesn't know what's going on. That's what it means. The man doesn't know what's going on. Is that what you're saying? That the neshama doesn't know what's going on?
I have one question on that. If he's fighting with his stepmother, it sometimes creates a fill, it creates a desecration of the father.
It depends how badly, you know, he just doesn't visit her. I don't know. The truth is, it's a Gemara in the beginning of Brachas, in the beginning of Shas, is specific, what makes him know? The Gemara doesn't come to Maskana. The Gemara, it's one of the first sugyas in Shas. If the Mason know what's going on down here. So Gemara brings rice that they do. The Gemara says, not a raya. Maybe someone else died, went upstairs and told them. So at least somebody could come upstairs and tell them. But this idea...
You shouldn't fight with your younger brother if you know it's upsetting to a parent either.
Well, you should fight with your neighbor if it's upsetting your parent.
In other words, you shouldn't be doing anything that's upsetting to the
I don't know. It just seems for Rabbi Kiveger that lachamisa, he doesn't mind if you disrespect the step parent. If the misa, he doesn't mind if you disrespect the step parent. That's what it sounds like.
No, it becomes a pain.
So that's honor. That's the title of honor. Harini Kavas Mishkavet. See, Avi Meir, Harini Kavas
Mishkavet. It doesn't become a paper.
It doesn't become.
It doesn't become.
How do you know? You're always going upstairs.
Pasha, that's the way he's answering. Yeah. The one
he's saying tsar to be mitzarev is not shayach, and to show honor for his name is shayach. The title Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai, it says, you say within the first year, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai, literally I should be a kapara, an atonement for his death. Ramesha writes that it doesn't work. You can't just say, I take his averis. And it doesn't work, it's just a title. If it would work, you should only have to say it once. Shouldn't have to keep on saying it. What? I don't know if it's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that does work, but alright. Ramesha Mistamas or the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. I don't know. It's in the Dibur Ramesha in the Dharam. Rav Tzadik writes the opposite. Rav Tzadik writes that it works, which would seem to mean if everyone says Hareini Kaparas Mishkavei, then whoever's the last one down the chain and doesn't, his son doesn't say it, he's got the whole caboodle on him. I don't know. I don't know how that works. So it's interesting. The Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to mechabed your in-laws. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, your in-laws. And the Sefer Charedim says it's a ishtek gufay dikadin, but they have a din of. There's a very strange shach. The shach, I shouldn't say shach torim yishayim. Shulchan Aruch, where it says you mechabed your in-laws, the shach says the loy gora mishar zakin. In-laws should be no worse than any elderly person. So he seems to say that there's no special mitzvah for the in-laws, but we have to say it because someone might think it's somehow worse than others of Canaan. I don't know how the Shach learned this. The Pash Pshat Shulchan Aruch is that there's a mitzvah to
mechabed. Whose parents are younger than him. Sfardim used to marry,
all right.
And the parents of them, would he have a chiyuv according to the Shach? No.
Okay. That's what it sounds like. That's what it seems from the Shach.
Say it again?
It seems that way. It seems that way from the Shach. I don't know. It all seems the Shach, you don't have to stand up when they walk in, because Shars are, I mean, it depends how old they are. But if they're not 70 years old, most people get married, their in-laws are not 70 years old.
Well, the Shach says, once they're your Shver and Shviga, then it's not worse than any older person, but you have that
fear. See, it doesn't sound like that from the Shach. Logically, it should be something special about the in-laws. Right. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it should be something special. The Shach's language doesn't seem to support it. Anyway, it's a difficult Shach. It's not the Iker. The Iker is that there is a chiyuv to be mechabed one's in-laws, and you know how these things are. When you're young and you're on the giving end, so maybe, yeah, maybe not. You know, when you get older on the receiving end, everyone wants to be honored. Yeah.
So I went over to somebody who, knows, and said, "Let it be here." He said, "There are Rishonim that hold you should be sitting Shiva."
I don't know about the word sitting Shiva, but in Shulchan Aruch it's brought such an idea that kol she misabel olav misabel imai. Anybody? No, that's what you're saying. Anybody with such a close relative that if you lost that relative, the person would be misabel on him. Misabel imai, when that close relative is sitting avelus, you also, the relative has to practice avelus as well. That's what you're referring to. The Ramah brings that our custom, Ashkenazim at least, is that it's only till the first Shabbos of the Shiva, however many days it is, and it's only not to go to weddings. It says Taka not to go to weddings. It says not take hot showers. So that's the custom. If one person's seven closest relatives is sitting Shiva, parent, sibling, child, or spouse, that the person should not be at a wedding, but not the whole Shiva. It's only until, according to the Ramah, it's only until Shabbos. The tzari afterwards is less.
Unless the parents want him to go, because it's a balsukha of the family.
Alright, there could be exceptions, but there could be exceptions, but the general rule is
this. It's pretty widely known that when you lose a grandparent, you don't go to Kasim.
Yeah.
You
know,
most of it.
They're saying only
until
Shabbos.
No, until
Shabbos.
Until Shabbos, yeah.
What about Yod-Sites?
Okay,
Yod-Sites. What about Yod-Sites?
In Shulchan Aruch it says you don't go. No, you have to have parents. You have to have grandparents. There's no, you're not limited.
It was the same person who told
me.
My mother was sitting Shiva for a sister.
Same thing.
Okay, I mean,
if kosher misabel olam, misabel imay.
But the person that was only for a grandparent, not for an
aunt or an uncle. But yahrzeit is only a parent's yahrzeit where there's such a din, not to go to suda. It's also brought in Shulchan Aruch. Alright, Yud Aleph, Al Kulam, and in all these cases, over Oidam, it's a Sasei Des Hashem Lakechatira. I think every Aveira you do, you violate Hashem Lakechatira, no? Huh? Okay. And maybe it's not special, but you get another, chalk one up. Hashem Lakechatira, Yuras Hashem. Shazarnu Bezeh Lore Milfne Hashem Yisbar Kol Yemei Chayenu. We have to have Yuras Hashem all the time. Ubevay Maisil Yadeinu. And when something comes up, "Dischayavnu laharis ruchenu ba'isei perek," at that moment we have to remind ourselves, "Shakadosh Baruch Hu meshkiach b'chol maaseh b'nei adam, v'yashuv lahem nakam kifi roya hamaseh." So here we're talking about Yiras Ha'Einish, that the Yiras Shamayim has to be afraid, a fear of punishment. And then he won't be aiver. B'vaday mi shemaf kiras nafshei la'avayin acham razeh shalosh nahar rechilos bittol aseizu. And certainly someone who is Iver on Lashon Hara Rechilos is Iver and a bitl of this Mitzvah Sasei. And so, alright, it's a chesaron in Yiras Hashem, that doesn't need a lot of explanation. The Haggah on the bottom, adds, it's funny, this is something that we don't have the problem with. He says, I want to mention something I see by Menesein or Rabin. When people fight, so they talk to each other and they say Hashem's name in, talking about it, Lashon Hara, about other people. That person he pretends to love, and the way he brings it, they say the name Tzvakais, Hashem Tzvakais, and they say out Hashem's name, and saying Hashem's name, they're over on Hashem Levatala. So it doesn't, today, people don't do that, but people do curse with Hashem's name. And that's in Issa Raisa, it's Issa Shesh by Malchus with Hashem's name, even without Hashem's name. Someone says to someone, drop dead, or I wish you were dead, that's Issa Raisa.
It says,
I wish, if Reuven says to Shimon, I wish you were dead, drop dead, that's a curse, that's Issa Deraisa. If he says, God something you, then that's Issa Deraisa Shesh by Malchus, which makes him Pasul Eidus, he can call him up for a kibbut. I don't know if you want to call him up for a kibbut, but to somebody who talks that way, is everyone alive? You know, you can say, I hate you, that's not a curse. But to say you should be punished, that's a curse. And people are not aware of it. People are just not aware of it.